Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. When an entity of such mammoth, such monumental proportions as TIFF comes to town, it cannot help but affect the whole city. It's that big. There's shopping, books, music, art, parties. It bleeds way outside the boundaries of a cinema screen. I've noticed public libraries across the city with displays of movie-related books. The department stores and boutiques dress up their windows to bring in the reels of movie, even though it's mainly projection now. There's a Young Lions Music Club party on Friday all about Stanley Kubrick's Clockwork Orange, and major art galleries, including MoCA and the gallery at the TIFF Bell Lightbox, are launching of a show of art and photography related to David Cronenberg that's said to be a digital experience, whatever that is. And I'll be damned if there's not going to be poutine and burgers named after TIFF. I don't guarantee it, but chances are. So this week I'm looking at some more movies coming to TIFF that are about women. So I have movies from Canada, France, and India. One's a long-distance romance between strangers. There's a family reunion involving strangers. There's a passionate coming-of-age drama and a dispassionate coming-of-age drama. Empire of Dirt, directed by Peter Stebbings. Lena, played by Kara G, is a beautiful young woman with a rebellious teenager who's her daughter in downtown Toronto. A former model, now she cleans houses for a living. She devotes herself wholeheartedly to the native circle she runs at the community center, but her own home life is a shambles. So when her daughter Pika, played by Shay Iyer, gets kicked out of school and starts hanging out with a bad street crowd, she starts to worry. But when Pika ODs huffing spray paint, her mother's shocked. She grabs her daughter by the hand and heads due north. Pika knows nothing about her mom's past or her own, but she discovers she's from a reserve. She has a gruff, widowed grandmother, played by Jennifer Podemski, who sells fishing bait, and somewhere, maybe even a father. So will Lena and her mom learn to love one another? Can Pika adjust to life up north? Will she embrace her native heritage? And will the ghosts of Lena's past force her out again? Or will three generations of strong, stubborn women manage to get along together? It's a nice, touching movie. Empire of Dirt is partly family drama, partly rural romance, and it lets three very good actresses explore and expand on their characters, kid, mom, and grandma, to make something bigger than the sum of the parts. Blue is the Warmest Color, directed by Abdelatif Kechiche. Adele, played by Adele Exarchopoulos, is an ordinary French girl finishing high school in Lille. She likes spaghetti, reading books, hanging out with her friends. She doesn't know how beautiful she is with strands of hair falling over her face, but on a first date with some guy, it's a woman with punky looks and blue hair who catches her eye in a random glance. She's smitten. Soon enough, she meets gap-toothed Emma, played by Léa Seydoux, a fine arts student at the local university. They become first flirty friends, then torrid romantic lovers. Emma has a high ambition. She wants to be a successful realist painter. She sketches Adele's nude body obsessively. But can working class Adele survive such a highly sexualized life and Emma's sometimes cruel, domineering nature? So this is a 3-hour-long flick, a look at Adele's transition from high school to adulthood. It's full of very explicit extended sex scenes. And I don't mean rolling around in dark shadows behind lacy curtains. This is not porn, but there is a lot of sex. And the romance is equally dramatic. Adele's passionate and obsessive first love. The only thing I wish is they didn't have quite so much of the blue popping up on the screen. Gets distracting, but this is a good torrid romance. Young and Beautiful, or Jeune et Jolie, directed by François Ozon. So Isabelle, played by Marine Wacht, is a teenage girl from a middle-class family. She loses her virginity to a boy she meets on a summer seaside holiday, but the sex is not good. She feels detached, literally, from the experience. So back in the city, she decides to explore that mental split she experienced with the guy. In the fall, she creates a nighttime personality with a different makeup, clothes, and hairstyle, and sets out an online presence. Her nighttime persona secretly works in the sex trade. She's a prostitute, meeting much older men in posh hotels. Sometimes dangerous, sometimes eye-opening, occasionally an emotional connection. She doesn't spend the money. Only her gayish little brother suspects something is up. Her daytime self, meanwhile, goes to school, studies, chats with her friends about dates. But come wintertime, she is shocked out of this life by an unexpected turn of events. Can Isabel's emotional maturity ever catch up with her sexual maturity? So Young and Beautiful follows the two sides of the model like Isabel as she navigates growing up and her troubled relationship with her own mom. Simple in form, it's divided into four parts following the four seasons. The movie is psychologically and emotionally complex. Finally, I have to tell you about The Lunchbox, directed by Ritesh Batra. Ela, played by Nimrat Kaur, is a young Bombay housewife whose marriage is not going well. He doesn't eat her food, and they have little connection in bed. So to spark things up, she decides to make her husband a delicious lunch. Simple, right? The lunchbox gets sent out each day along with millions of others by a complex hand delivery system connecting her kitchen to her husband's desk. So she gets her upstairs neighbor, she calls Auntie, to shout down cooking advice based on what spices she smells coming up through the window. You never actually see her neighbor, Auntie. Later, the lunchbox comes back empty. But her husband doesn't mention anything. Didn't he like it? He says the cauliflower was good, but she didn't make cauliflower. So begins a complicated relationship, a long-distance one, with Sajan Fernandez, played by Irfan Khan, an unknown older man somewhere else in Bombay who loves her cooking. They exchange handwritten messages back and forth under the chapatis in the metal-stacked tiffin box. Will they ever meet? Are they meant for each other? Or will Elo's husband learn to love his young wife? The Lunchbox is a must-see, a simple, perfect movie. Empire of Dirt, Blue is the Warmest Color, Young and Beautiful, and The Lunchbox are all showing at TIFF, and they will be released in Canada over the next year. Go to tiff.net for tickets. This is Daniel Garber, the movies each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.